Shalom Aleichem, welcome everybody as we prepare for Parshas Shlach. And this week I'd like to share with you a Chasam Sofer and a Ksais. Usually, the Chasam Sofer is an inyan of Machshava, the Ksais is an inyan of Halacha. The message of the Chasam Sofer is an inyan of Halacha here, and the Ksais is an inyan of Machshava. You'll enjoy. Let me start with the Chasam Sofer. In Parshas Shlach, we have the pasuk Hayesh that the Meraglim has sent to check out the land. Hayesh ba'etzem ayin, is chazaktem ulekachtem epi haaretz. Pashut pshat. Are there any trees? If there are, bring fruits. Makes sense. Al pidrosh such Rashi, bazal darshin. If there's a tzaddik that could protect the people, and Hayesh ba'etz means is there a tzaddik who's megin or not? There are two problems with this. Number one, according to this pshat, how do the two halves of the pasuk connect? Hayesh ba'etz amayin, is there a tzaddik or not? Yischazaktem or lakachtem v'pri aretz. So strengthen yourself and bring some fruits. What does that have to do with a tzaddik? Needs explanation. The hemshech ha-pasuk. Number two, what does it matter if there's a tzaddik? Let's make it on the city. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, conquer Eretz Yisrael. If there is a tzaddik, if there's not a tzaddik, either way, you have to go in and conquer Eretz Yisrael. What does one thing have to do with the other? And this, both of these need a hezer. Some Sefer references us in the Chiddush Ram Sefer on Al HaTorah to a chiddush he wrote in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. New prints, they write that it's something some Sefer references to in many different places, and they believe they found what he's referencing. It's a Dvar Torah he said in his younger years, and it's published in Tzvayis Tshuvas from Sefer Yeridei Reish Lamed Hei, in Avodah Zarah, in the Perush on Avodah Zarah, it's also cross-referenced. Either way, he says the following sharp Popula Dairas. The Gemara says in Masechtas Avodah Zarah that the Asherahs, the trees in Eretz Yisrael, are also because they're Asherah. Everywhere the Canaanim went, they were served Avodah Zarah, and one of the favorite Avodah Zarahs were the Asherah trees on every mountain. The Gemara asks, Eretz Yisrael was already the property of Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was Kain Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, Ein Adam Oysa Dava Shena Shalai? If I bow down to your tree, it does not turn into an Avodah Zarah. So how could the Canaanim answer trees that belong to the Yidden? Gemara answers, Kivin de Palchi Be'ego. When Klal Yisrael bowed to the ego, it's as if they agreed to Avodah Zarah. And anything that at that time the Canaanim or Oved became of a Dezara, something that was later, a tree that came along later, then not. But whatever was trees in existence at the time of the Ego, that has a Din of a Dezara, Din of Shera. The ones after that are not. As I state in the Gemara, and that's why the trees in Eretz Yisrael are assumed to be an Ashera tree. The Prophet Zalman Magalius asked, very good, if you hold Safit Arayis al-Khumra, then every tree, it's unknown. Was this tree there at the time of the Egel or not? Well, some may be known. But a stam tree, you don't know. Did it exist at the time of the Egel or not? Safit Arayis al-Khumra, you can't use it. But the Rambam Shita, Safit Arayis al-Kula. So, if you don't know if a tree existed at the time of the Egel or not, it should be permitted. It should be permitted. The Chasam Sofer answered this kasha, that it's well known that even though the Rambam holds a Safik Deraisa is Lakula Min HaTorah, it's true, but he's made by Ischazik Yisura. He's made when there's definitely Yissa there, and it's a suffix what this is, There he's made a suffer deraisa l'chumra. We know this because of an Hashem Toli. A person brings a carbon on a suffik. The suffik is muta. Why does he bring a carbon? The answer is it's chazik yisur. Until here, these are all things that are familiar to many Torah that learned these sugyas. The basic rule that something which is a suffik, the question of a sinus of deraisa, such as a tree in Eretz Yisrael, is the chumra because there were trees that were. Comes along with some cipher and he adds a postscript. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, bring fruit from the trees. Well, wait a minute. All the trees are a suffik if they're Avodah Zarah or not. You can't take. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them the following. He said, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, look, Ham Yesh Ba Eid Samayim. Is there a Talmud Chacham there? Is there a righteous man there? If there's a righteous man, well, I guess we could assume his trees are not Avodah Zarah. He's a righteous man. His trees are not Avodah Zarah. So we can tell ourselves, if there are righteous individuals in Canaan, now all the trees should be permitted. Why? Because it's a sex saika. Is the tree there from the time of the ego? And even it is there from the time of the ego. Maybe it belonged to the righteous individual. And if it belonged to him, then it did not become usher. To sex sake and its mother. So taichas on Savior of Pasik. And Yeshva Eitzamayin. You check if there's Tamina Chacham in there or not. And if there are Tamina Chacham in there, then this chazak demolakatim for you. Then you're allowed to take from the fruit. Why? Because since it's a sex faker, it's a sex faker. If it's asur on that, so now it's mutter. So now you can bring the priharas. This is the pilpula deraisa of the chum cipher, which of course gives us the opportunity to chazak the Rambam shita, sorry, so kula, and then the Rambam's made by chazak yisura. And that this is a sex psycho is mutter, and to be mafapulam rule in the rules of sex psycho, which I guess is not for the focal. Gavaldic. So that's number one, the sub psycho. Number two, ktsais. As I told you, ktsais is a mutter, but kederach ktsais, it starts not with a mutter, but with a devar halacha. But bear with me, gavaldic. The tzais is always very clear, and this tzais is in Simin Shin Samaches of Cotton Bays. I have to preface it with the following din. Let's say I come to you, and I come to Reuven and Shimon. Say, one of you gave me something to watch. I don't remember which one of you. And what should I do? Which one of you was it? So the Gemara says, in the Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch Paskas, the Simin Shin Samech, Sif Aleph and Beis, that depends. If each of you says, I'm the one who gave it to you, then I'm obligated to pay double. You gave me something to watch. Havalei lemedak. I should have been careful to remember who gave me which one. Since I'm obligated to remember who gave me which one, so therefore, I am obligated to return to each of you. If you yourself say, I don't remember, we don't remember which one gave it to you, then I don't have to give it to both of you. I could tell you, if you are not medayik in who gave it to me, I don't have a greater responsibility than you. Say if you tell me that you remember which one, then I have to pay for my negligence in not remembering. But if you yourself don't remember, so then I don't have to pay for my negligence in not remembering. I take the one, I put it down, I say the two of you, you figure it out, you split it. So it's a nice rule. The rule is, if I'm watching something, I'm responsible to remember who gave me what. But if the people who gave it to me don't remember, I can't be more obligated. and they are. Easy, schmeezy, very easy then. Then there's a problem. The halachi is that if I come and I say, I stole from one of you, I don't remember from who. I don't remember from whom I stole. I stole from one of you, but I don't remember from whom I stole. So there, I do have an obligation to pay to both of you. Even if you're a Shema, even if you're not sure, I have an obligation. Let's say Shema, I have an obligation to pay. Because Havalei Lamedek, I should have remembered. I should have remembered. Kasha is, in the case of Gezela, where you saw me steal, why can't I say to the two of you, I stole from one of you, I don't remember who. You should have been the dyke. You should have remembered who stole from you. So somehow, by stealing, we don't say such a thing. I have to pay back. And we don't say you should have remembered. The one who was stolen from should remember. Why not? Well, there are actually two turrets of the Rishayim. Some say it's a knas on a ganiv, but we're not going with that shita, that it's a knas, which is the Rashi shita, or the Rambam, the Ramban. At least with the Ramban. The Ramban says, why? Why don't I say the same thing? I stole from one of you. If you don't remember, why should I have to pay to the two of you? I should only pay to one of you. So the Ktzai says an absolutely incredible Musa Gadol. He says that when I give you something to watch, I have to remember who I gave it to. Why? Because I have to come back and claim it. I'm responsible. I'm a responsible person. I'm expected to remember. If someone steals from me, so am I responsible to remember who stole from me? Am I responsible? I figure someone stole from me. He got away with it. I'm never going to catch him. In such a case, says the Ktzais, if someone steals from you, you're not expected to remember. Shavke mizichroinei umalibai. Someone steals from you. Forget about it. Shavke mizichroinei. You're not expected to remember. A normal, healthy person says, it's done, and forget it. Someone stole from you, forget it. It's water under the bridge. It's happened already. And shalai yisro. There's nothing that I have to remember it for. What a Musa Haskell that is. People have a tendency, it's the other way around. When they feel cheated, when they feel so wrong, they carry it with them. Wherever they go, they carry it. Not good to carry things with you. They're not good to carry things with you. Once you can't do anything about it, let go of it. Let go of it. As reminded, somebody recently lost a child, Rahman al-Islam Layalainu, he said shiva on a child. He related the following. He said, a lot of people who lost children tend to console me. After all, there's a certain kinship in people who go through the same struggles and the same difficulties. There's a certain kinship in it. He said there were two types of people who lost children. No one should be tested. He said some people came to him and said to him, life will never be the same. The wound never goes away. It's always painful. Life just doesn't have the same sweetness. Other people came and they said, life goes on, Baruch Hashem. The neshama is in a good place. And You move past it, you always remember you had a sweet child. Two totally different responses to the same unfortunate experience. There are people who, like the Tzai says, the Shafke Mizachrainai, they, you know, forget it. But the Tzar, they forget the Tzar. They live their strengths, they don't live their weaknesses. There are other people who live their weaknesses. The Tzai is telling us, not Musa, that's halacha. He's saying halacha expects that people forget tragedies that happen, they can't do anything about, they forget the pain of the tragedy. They move on. They don't carry it with them. Ah, what a gewaltig musik. So, with two divrei Torah for this week, I want to wish everyone an absolutely wonderful, meaningful, and uplifting Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shoach.